G'day, Ross Lyon, or is it Mario Milano?
No, it's Ross Lyon, to be sure.
If you went into the WWE, what would your name be?
I'd be in the heavyweight division.
Oh, anyway, that's all been cleared and done and dusted. Ross, what did you make of the weekend? Obviously, the boys were gallant, but it just didn't come together.
Yeah, well, I lost no admiration for our fight. It's our ball use early out of defence. We didn't play the ground that well, which is really my fault in the end. But we just, you know, we were a bit cute with the ball early, like going backwards and sideways, and it created a lot of turnovers, put us under a lot of pressure. So we should have just got some yardage down the line, really. And we turned it over a lot coming out in the second quarter as well. So that's really disappointing. That was the game, really, and we had a bad clearance quarter in the second. But after that, I thought, you know, we just couldn't convert in the third when we're dominating.
Yeah.
We gave a couple of undisciplined. Well, we had 8 entries, hadn't scored, I don't think, and dropped marks and missed targets. And they went in for 3 and we stood in and beat him in the head or grabbed him around the ankles, and they were good enough to take their opportunities. Even in the last, we got the 10 points and had a couple of shocking turnovers that missed kick and a missed handball, and Buddy picked them up and slotted them. So it was better than I thought, really. We showed plenty of fight, but if we learn our lessons, we'll be in pretty good shape.
I think you're right. During the call, I thought that third quarter, you dominated for 9 to 11 minutes, or somewhere around about that mark. Ballantyne missed one. Tabner dropped one he probably should have taken. You know, I think everybody saw that. And you just couldn't get the score on the board. Ball goes down the other end of the ground. McGlynn gets a free kick, and they score. It's painful.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating. You know, I feel for our boys because they really dug in and they responded. But it's a good lesson. Yeah, if you want to beat the best, you know, you got to really execute. And look, they're as good as anyone going around. I thought there's a few things that went against us in our preparation and personnel, but I thought, you know, we almost found a way to win. And if we fix those things I'm talking about up, well, I think we can be a very, very good team.
The other bit too, before Carl asked you about some of the players, I mean, in the last quarter, we knew that they had to trick up their forward line because that forward line of theirs was over tall and they couldn't quite get it going. Mm. Silvani was brilliant. So was Dawson. Duffield, Ibbotson was fantastic, dropping
Spur
back in
and
the spot.
Back for super, yeah.
Yeah. But I just noticed Paul Duffield, I always call him Mark. Paul Duffield on the back end of the line, Buddy up on the wing. It took him a little while to sort of wake up.
Oh,
and
he got
standing.
To him. No, he got to him. That one, Buddy's first goal, he was within 3 metres. We come out of the middle and we kicked it sideways and hit their winger.
Mm.
And they turned around and it was a front and square contest. They just picked it up, handballed over, and he's kicked it from 55. So, no, he was up on him. And the other one, we had the ball coming out and we tried to step someone, which is fair enough. And their pressure turned over and Buddy was out the back on the boundary, picked it up and slotted it. So, yeah, there's nothing to do that. He got latitude. It was more easy in those positions to get the turnover ball. So that was what changed. But it was really our use and their pressure.
Ross, how's your personnel? Ballantyne, of course, we know about his jaw. He's had that operation. Is he going to be available? And Michael Barlow on crutches today.
Yeah, Hayden operated on today. Look, he'll want to try and play. I've got a duty of care. There's only, you know, for Hayden and, you know, he's got a family, so... You know, it'd have to be exceptional circumstances for him to play, to be truthful. He's done it before earlier this year, but I don't know if this is a more significant injury or not. Once we get all the facts, we'll give him all week. But the intention is to look after Hayden. We're about bigger picture here as well. I'm not just sacrificing our players for a short-term gain. I mean, he's really important to us. And Mick Barlow, I saw him this morning. He's had a sore foot or toe, and I'm a bit worried about it. And he was really a bit worried after the game. But he said today they've got him in a moon boot as precaution. But I'm really quite confident.
Do you back Tabner in?
That he'd get up. Oh, yeah. Look, he'll learn. You know, at the end of the day, he was in a position to take a mark in the goal square. And, you know, he had a couple of fumbles. And but they're a very difficult team and very difficult conditions and preparation and ground. Look, we're thrilled with him. You know, he'll get the Subiaco this week and he'll run and work again and he'll be really good for us.
Now, mate, what did you think of the power? You were there. We saw it firsthand. They were pretty impressive early.
Yeah, they were. Look, I don't see it as any different to what they did to Carlton, to be truthful. And I think what Carlton did and Richmond did were the same issues. Richmond won the ball well, but at the end of the day, they turned it over with handball and they let him out cross side and they sieved them off turnovers. So, yeah, it's about... handling their paddock, handling their plus one, and handling their spread. And we're equipped to do that quite well. So, look, it's a challenge. There's no doubt they're an elite team. It's going to be a fierce contest. But we're heavily invested as Port are. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge. And we're thrilled to be in this contest. Our boys are pretty passionate about rebounding here.
Crowley the Boak?
Oh, look, I think it's likely. yeah, Boak's a pretty handy player. So, I think, we could lock that one in.
What about your other midfielder? Mundy was quiet by his standards. Is there any excuses for him at all? Or just couldn't get it?
Yeah, he's not injured. Look, he didn't touch it in the first quarter.
No.
He got to work in the second, and he was significant in the third and early in the last. So I think he's only really talking about one quarter, but probably when Nathan had a big first quarter and then a quiet second. So we'd like them all firing together. And I thought Stephen Hill really fought on. I thought he had significant touches in the first half in particular. You know, I thought he had some good clearances. And yeah, so I'm pretty optimistic that we're going quite well in there.
Daniel Pearce?
Look, we don't want to make excuses for him, but he was vomiting on the plane trip over and couldn't come to the team meeting, and, you know, something went through him in 24 hours. He put his hand up to play, and, well, he didn't have his best day, but, would expect him to have a better day this week.
Just back to Port, the way that they rolled down the ground, particularly their big blokes in Schultz and Westhoff.
Which way, backwards or forwards?
Well, I thought forwards to open up out the back, and the way that they exposed Richmond.
Most teams roll back and fold back play, and if you turn it over, they slingshot back. So it's just about using the ball in a certain way, and, they're involved in the play, or if you're not, make sure you don't get slingshotted against, you know.
Anybody on the cusp of coming back in? Because obviously I think Valentine probably won't play, so you've got to try and find, do you go with a defensive forward or you try and find a creative one? To
give Crozier a match.
Well, yeah, look, Crozier's been stiff to be at the 21, so you'd think he'd probably come in. And then, yeah, there's DeBoer, Subin, obviously, who was a bit sore last week. They're the obvious ones. Clancy Pearce played a really good game.
Yeah, I like him.
Morabito's, I mean, it'd be a bit of a longer shot, but we're still really keen about Anthony. And then there's a couple of our tools like Griffin. Does he come in? He was, Zach Clark under some pressure. But those sort of ideas probably. And, the long shot, Lou McFarlane, although I think that'd be unlikely.
Will you push the button on him in the next couple of days? Will he be tested to find out?
No, he's on a program and progressing. So I would think he'd more than likely, if we were fortunate enough to earn our way through, would be available for the following week. But if we start looking to the next week, we'll get pants this week. So we're firmly focused on the review tomorrow. There's some really simple lessons to take out of it. And, really, we just want to... I know it's an important final, but I'm just excited to try and improve our footy because we're a pretty good team. We want to be a great team, and we need to learn our lessons and improve. I just think it's exciting that we can still keep improving.
You have to say, hasn't Pabst form... I mean, it's been enormous the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, he needed to. You know, he was having a flat spot, and, to his credit, we sat down and had a chat and identified some areas, and, he took it on board in the manner that he should as a leader, and he's really responded. Look, he's a superb wet weather player. He's as good a wet weather player, power forward, that I've seen.
He did get knocked out twice, though, in that ordinary run.
Well, we're no excuse for
him. What sort of areas did you have a chat to him about, Ross?
Well, I just kick some goals for us, mate.
Yeah, don't get smacked in the head.
It's like when you're light and power, you just kick them up a little bit, mate. Yeah. Give them a little tap in the ribs and away they go. That's what happened.
Yeah, but I think his defensive pressure's been terrific too. And that's been complemented by the addition of Walters. So that's something you'll want to try and do again on the weekend, is make sure you can lock the ball inside your forward 50 like Port did yesterday.
Yeah, look, we did that on the weekend. We scored 3-2 off turnover. That's a really high figure, So Port mainly scored off mid-turnover. They kicked 4-1 off mid-turnover in the first quarter. You know, they only had 9, but, industry standard's about 25%. They scored 56% in the first quarter off turnover. So they were up and about. Well, they're impressive. They're an exciting team. I really rate Kenny Hinkley. but their defence is strong and they attack, but they contest the ball. They're fierce in the contest. So we're under no illusion what's flying in to meet us. And they'll take full confidence out of how they played us last time. But we're going confident as well. And at this end of the year, you should have two high-level teams performing to earn their way through. There's no doubt about that.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time tonight. For Paul McGovern out there at WA, he know he can leave his office now, and we look forward to talking to you next Monday night. We can say it, hopefully en route to a prelim final.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Cheers. All the best. Ross Lyon there, coaches back-to-back. 9221 882, your say straight after this.